I'm Betty Martinez-Lowry, and this is My Voice on WMFE. I am an unabashedly proud grandmother. I suspect many grandparents would empathize with my belief that my grandchildren are the most remarkable, charming, and in all ways gifted children ever born. I'm convinced that my reason for being is to make sure that my grandchildren feel like they are the most beloved children in the world. Years ago, I heard the author Toni Morrison say that the most important gift you can give a child is for your eyes to light up when they walk in the room. That statement had a profound ring of truth and challenged me to make sure that my eyes always lit up when my children walked in the room. However, I have to admit that the day-to-day chores and obligations of motherhood sometimes dimmed that light. I like to think that through my grandchildren, I've been given a do-over. And though I'm grateful for the do-over, I'm troubled about the children in our community who do not have a Grammy who thinks they are perfection. I know many parents today struggle with the ever more complex world in which we live. In their hierarchy of needs, how do they find the time to make their eyes light up? How do we, as a society, make sure all our children feel beloved? That is why I'm involved in the work of the Early Learning Coalition of Orange County and support the mission of the Children's Movement of Florida. Knowing I'm engaged in this work brightens the light in my eyes when my grandchildren walk in the room, but more importantly, allows me to look them in the face without shame. I'm Betty Martinez-Lowry, and this is My Voice on WMFE.